In our previous year, we began a discussion if there's issa yichud between parents and children who were megayer together, based on the concept that we know that halacha is gershon is gai kekotan shenoy ladami, and therefore these children are not technically related to their parents, and therefore the heter that we mentioned in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Simen Chabei Sif Aleph, that there is no issa yichud between parents and children, ought not to exist. However, Rav Moshe, in the Shas HaTshuvas Igros Moshe, Eben Ezer Chelik Dalid Simen Samach Dalid, discusses this issue. He actually quotes a Gemara that we're going to have later in our Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara speaks about Amoim, who had relations with his mother, and his mother said to him, "Klum yesh lcha no memakom shiyatzus meno." Is there any pleasure derived for having relations with the mother from whom you were born? Vamala, and he responded, he's not doing it because he's doing it for pleasure. He's only doing it lahachas against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from here that naturally there is no interest, there is no desire between a parent and a child. And he brings a raya from the parasha in the Torah. We all remember the story with the Benois Lot, who had relations with their father because they thought that the entire world was destroyed and that they were the only ones left. And the pasuk says that they had to intoxicate their father in order to have relations with them, because they knew that otherwise he would never have relations with them, because it was something that was totally undesirable. And in fact, Rav Moshe says, we know that the Torah says that we should be stricter to the Moav than to Amon. And the reason why, because since the older daughter called her child Moav, and Moav, which means that he was born from relations between a father and a daughter, represents such an unacceptable act, that's why that name represents such an unacceptable act that Chazal, that the Torah forever sets it aside for shame. And that's why, says Rav Moshe, is the halacha, as we said at the beginning of this year, there's no issue of yichud, and parents, a father can live with a daughter, a son can live with his mother, even on a permanent basis. Even though, with a sister, the halacha is much stricter regarding the terms how a brother and a sister can live together. So Rav Moshe says a huge chiddush in our Gemara. Rav Moshe says, we look at our Gemara that we quoted, the Gemara in the previous year, the story about the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, how they were able to get that there should not be the story with the Yetzirah on Arayis. And the Gemara says, Kechlinu le'enei, they poked out the eyes of the Yetzirah, and a Hanibay and accomplished that much, Doli Igre in Shibakuvase. People have no interest in having relations with their relatives. So if you look at Rashi, Hanibay Hachta Kante Porta, it helped that much, Doli Igre Bekuvase, Beimai Ubachose, that somebody should not have relations, Beimai Ubachose. So Rav Moshe says a chiddush nifla. Rav Moshe says that we should take out from Rashi the word ime. Because Rav Moshe says, we didn't need that episode to take away the Yetzirah between a mother and a son. Naturally, says Rav Moshe, as we just quoted, that there is no relation between a mother and a son. The only thing Chazal accomplished was that there's no Yetzirah between a brother and a sister. So it turns out that according to Rav Moshe, certainly parents who are Megayer together with their children, since naturally there is no, that's the way Hashem created the world, that there is no taiva between parents and children. So the Issa Yichud wouldn't apply. And according to Rav Moshe, not only would the Issa Yichud not apply between parents and children who are gerim, but whatever is the halacha regarding any other relatives in Hilchos Yichud, those halachas will apply by gerim as well. The Sefer Dvar Halacha, the Sefer on Hilchos Yichud, in the Sofos Chadoshes, to Simen Zayin, Sif Kotten Yotes, also discusses this halacha. He says that there is no yichud, there is no problem of yichud between parents and children who are gerim, because naturally there is no taiva. And he takes it one step further. He says that if there's no issa yichud between grandparents and grandchildren, the same will be in the family of gerim. And he quotes Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, who held that there is no problem of yichud between parents and children, and Rabbi Yoshev takes it further. He says, not only is there no problem of yichud between parents and children who are megayer together, but there is no problem of yichud if some, let's say the parents were megayer and the children were not megayer, or vice versa. The children were megayer and the parents were megayer, so they're not all Jewish even, there still won't be a problem of yichud. Rav Moshe Steinberg Shlita also discusses this shaila in the Shaila of Tshuvas van Hagas, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Shin Ayin Vav. And he first quotes an interesting Balat Torah in Parshas Kisetze. The pasuk says, "Loisatem Mishpat Ger Yosem." So it says the Balat Torah that a ger is considered a yosem. Why is a ger considered a yosem? Because gershim is gai kikotin shenoyla dami. And therefore, since every ger is kikotin shenoyla dami, therefore, gershim is gaier kikotin shenoyla dami. But then he discusses this question about yichud between family members who are gerim, parents and children. And again, he quotes our Gemara, even though he does quote the Shas of Tshuvas B'Tzel HaChokhma, who's Machmer, he takes also, certainly in a situation where there's no other easy solution, we could rely on the fact that there is no issue of taiva between parents and children, that we could say that there is no issa yichud. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Vav, Simen Mem, has a very long discussion. He has many, many parokim on the whole subject of yichud. And he speaks about in Perek Chav, he discusses the issue of yichud between family members, yichud between kroivim. So as we've been discussing, there certainly is no issue of yichud between parents and their children. The question comes up, is there an issur yichud with other relatives? The first relative, which the Paiskim are most lenient with, is a brother and a sister, where there are a number of opinions, even though the Beis Shmuel does take a strict approach. It seems that most Paiskim have followed the psak that one may not live with a sister on a permanent basis, but Derek and Roy, they are allowed to live together. Certainly there is no issur on a temporary basis. And most Paiskim say that means that they can live together for 30 days. Some Paiskim are a little more makel, some people Paiskim are a little more machmer. But certainly there is no regular issur yichud. Then there's another opinion. That he quotes at length. Time doesn't allow us to go into the entire subject. That takes the approach that there is no issur yichud. That there is no issur yichud by all relatives, by grandparents, by... takes a very lenient approach to yichud. Where will this be relevant? It'll be relevant to our shaila. Because if we're saying there's no issur yichud by these relatives, and the reason there's no issur yichud by these relatives is because there's naturally no taiva, so wherever that halacha will apply, that will apply to a family of geirim. So to review, according to the Shaila Tshuvas Petzela Chochma, there is an issur yichud. We should be machmir yichud by geirim if it's ever a situation of yichud or raisa. If it's yichud rabbanim, he's even more, he is lenient. According to Rav Moshe, we certainly could be more lenient by yichud in any situation where there is no yichud. By we could say the same applies to family of geirim. And that question is, who is considered a family member? So la'aloch l'maisa, it seems that with parents or brother and sister who are geirim, we could be lenient. Other situations, we probably certainly should be more machmer.